Cardiff.
Hey, is Ruben.
I'm sorry?
Ruben? Is Ruben there?
This is he. Who's calling, please?
Right, Ruben, this is Tom calling Laser Mage, regards to Rugrats Play Zone purchasing a laser maze.
Yeah, hey, Tom. Nice to meet you. I'm having a hard time hearing from you. I don't know if you're on an IP phone. It's just very, very choppy.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get into a better area. I'm just calling on myself.
Take your time. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Is that any better?
It is much better.
Okay.
Okay, so
where I'm standing at.
Okay, so we've approved this customer for financing. I think they've been looking for equipment for a while. I just kind of want to introduce myself and walk you through the process and answer any questions. Have you ever worked with any finance or leasing companies previously?
Yes.
Okay, so basically what we're doing for him is an equipment loan. We're secured against the equipment, we pay you. There's three different programs we have here at Bank of Cardiff for funding. Please don't take anything I say the wrong way. My goal is just to get you paid in a timely manner and make the transaction work for the customer. So we do three things. One is we do when we pay a vendor after documents are signed by the customer, we send a purchase order. The vendor ships the equipment. Once it's delivered and installed, we pay the vendor. The second thing we do is we do 50% down and 50% on delivery. So we pay the vendor 50%. Once the equipment is delivered, inspected, we do the other 50%. Probably on most of our transactions, we do what's called 100% pre-funding. I'm sure you've heard the term pre-funding before, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And we just pay everything up front. In order to get pre-funding approved, our underwriting department takes a look at a vendor's business credit profile, and they say, hey, look at the business credit, see if there's a lot of information. If there is, they grant pre-funding. So we got the invoice over from Mike. You're approved as a vendor. So that's step one. For this specific program, they can't really verify any type of business credit information, so we can't get you qualified for pre-funding. So there's two ways we can kind of solve this issue. The most standard way is I would send you over a vendor application, get some details on you, also have my credit department pull your personal credit, make sure there's no issues, and then get pre-funding approved. The other way is the customer can give you a deposit. Usually vendors are fine failing on that.
Our usual payment schedule is 50%. Down and then 50% after install, so we wouldn't prefer to go to pre-funding anyway.
Oh, so with pre-funding is for us is 50%. When pre-funding means we're releasing to get any pre-funding released to allow my funding department on the transaction to release any payment before shipment, they have to verify credit, and since they can't really verify a lot of business credit, I have to get a vendor application from you. I don't like to dance around any issues. As long as you have solid personal credit, I should be easily able to get you 50% pre-funding approved, if not 100%. Would you mind if I send you that application?
No, that would be fine.
Cool. All right, give me a second. So, hey Tom, I actually sent you an email previously. I'm not sure if you received it. It was on April 27th. Do you mind if I just forward it to you?
Sure, that's fine.
Cool.
Which email did you send it to?
I have tom@lasermazers.com.
Okay, go ahead and also CC my other email.
Okay.
Which is D as in David, R as in Robert, tommartin@gmail.com.
So is that dr.tommartin@gmail.com?
Yes.
And so there's two M's in Tom Martin, correct?
Correct.
Cool. All right.
What bank did you say you're with?
I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
Cardiff?
Cardiff.
C-A-R-T-I-F?
D-I-F-F.
Cardiff.
I'm going to send you this email right now. Can you see if you received it?
Yes, I did receive it.
Perfect.
All right. Well, I will get that filled out, and I will probably send Mike a contract with a payment plan as well.
Absolutely. Are you out of Oregon or Miami, by the way? Because I recognize the... Oh, no, 530. Where are you out of exactly?
I am in California. The business just moved from California to Florida.
Oh, so you're just moving location. Are you... So you're... Are you still registered in California or registered in, like, Secretary of State for Florida?
We're probably still... we're registered for both right now. But,
oh, okay.
Our new headquarters are in Florida. I'm going to stay in California, but...
Cool. And you're the owner of the company, I assume, correct?
Lives in Florida. Say that again?
You're the owner, I assume?
I'm a partner.
A partner, okay. Well, nice to meet you. If you have any questions, just give me a call, and I'm looking forward to getting, you know, this one wrapped up.
All right, we'll do that. Thanks.
Thank you, Tom. Bye-bye.
Yep.